Wake Up Call continues now on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, good, the bad, and the dumb. We had a week of none of these, so we got a lot of catching up to
none?
Do.
None?
None. See, Sean just doesn't roll that way when you're
good. Yeah, I know.
You know, he's like, eh. He's like, that's wrong. I go, that's good.
It's a hard process.
I know, it is a hard process. Yeah, so what is the good of the day?
Well, the good of the day, I absolutely love this story. Because I don't know if you heard, but the Saints reached out to Drew Brees.
They did. I saw this. Yeah. Tried to get him to come back.
To see if he was interested in a little comeback tour to finish out the season. Because, you know, the Saints are hurting at quarterback. And all he did was responded by texting a picture of himself golfing.
Yeah, good for him. Good for Drew Brees. Don't get caught into that trap.
Right.
Don't. You know what? I know athletes like they miss it and they do the Brett Favre thing where they just like I retire and then they unretire. But I think the best advice if you're an agent is to give your client, when you retire, stay retired.
Stay retired.
It doesn't usually work out that well. Now it has for some. Don't get me wrong. Some have come back and, you know, been on championship teams, right?
Yeah.
Like, it played a minor role, but been on championship teams. But for the most part, if you're a betting man, bet on it not working out as well as you think it's going to.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, I think the NBA was all like, woohoo, Joe Johnson is back.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
But, you know, have you really heard anything? I mean, what's he really doing?
No, nothing.
And if you were a star like Drew Brees, you can't risk
it. Can't do it.
You can't risk it. But I can understand where the Saints are coming from. Here's a tweet from Adam Schefter. Saints are signing quarterback Blake Bortles.
Yeah, that's how
to serve as the backup quarterback to Ian Brooks for tonight's game.
So, yeah, Ian Brooks is starting tonight, and that's the third one there now?
Yeah.
This is number three since Jameis Winston went down with an injury?
Yep.
Yeah, that's how this league works. But yeah, if you're Breeze, you go, no, thank you. Good luck to you. Thanks.
But it just cracks me up. I mean, you purposely go out to find Blake Bortles.
Yeah. Well, didn't Phillip Rivers say he was available to come back at any for anybody?
I think he's still kind of tied
to Indianapolis.
I think he's done.
Yeah, I think so too. That never panned out.
Yeah, I don't think anything's going
to
happen from
but
that.
But is he technically tied to Indianapolis? Because you can't have a system where players can be like, I don't want to play for this team anymore. I know, I'll retire. And then I changed my mind, and now I get to be a free agent. I think you're still tied to your.
But is there a sport that does that just NFL? I feel like we've gone down that road before.
I think
where players retired because they just didn't want to play anymore. And
now don't get me wrong. Like a team can say no, you can go wherever you want. We're done with you.
Yeah.
You know, thanks for retiring. We're done. You want to play for somebody else? Go ahead.
Well, didn't Gronk kind of do that? I mean, he kind of sat out a year.
Yeah.
Retired, sat out a year, and then was like, oh, I'll go to Tampa.
Yeah, exactly. I think you have to have a certain period of time, and then you can go through it. I don't know what the rule is. So, but, yeah, good for Drew Brees. He's got a nice gig. Don't mess with it. Pays well. You get to sit in a studio.
Yep.
Get to talk football.
Grew some hair.
Yeah, exactly. Play some golf. Live off that big wad of cash you've accumulated since your playing days.
You know, I mean, he set all those records just to have Tom Brady break them. But, I mean, if he comes back and finished out the season, he's not catching up to any of those records.
He's fine.
Yeah. He's got a gold jacket coming. That's all we know.
That's right. All right. What's the bad of the day?
The bad of the day is actually the bad of last week. I'm sure you touched on it. The NHL pausing its season.
Yeah, it did. Yeah.
You know, did you know that they're starting back up tomorrow?
Yeah, the
that's really the bad part. It is. NHL, we've talked about this before in the past. When they canceled their full season, I think that it was like they SMU'd themselves.
When they were on
that strike.
Right.
And now it just seems like they've never been able to get a foothold.
Well, the thing about them is they shut down. And it was really bad, right? Games were getting canceled. They said, forget it.
Yeah.
We're done. Like, the holidays are coming. Let's just shut this down. Everybody come back Sunday and Monday. And I'm like, man, that's short. That's like a short period of time. You think you can get this together quickly? Yeah, it's not a weird situation for them. But you're right. They're coming back today, right? How many games? Tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
I know some teams were planning to come back Monday, and then those games got postponed.
So Let's see. Because I was looking at it earlier. I think there's three games slated for tomorrow. But even on Wednesday, three games slated for tomorrow. But one game is already canceled for tomorrow. Columbus versus Chicago.
What a mess.
That's already postponed.
And they're dealing more. They deal more with it than the NBA, because the NBA has got one team in Canada. They have obviously a lot more. They're dealing with international stuff.
But these are. I mean, it's Columbus versus Chicago. That has nothing to do with Canada.
Yeah, but I mean overall.
Yeah,
they have to do. They're doing things by the league because they're also in Canada too. So
I mean, like, you know, there's two games on Wednesday, and one's in Toronto, one's in Ottawa. Both are postponed.
Yeah. Oy.
But there is a game going on Wednesday in Winnipeg, so they got that going for them.
I saw the Buffalo Sabres coach is in COVID. Like, who isn't? Right?
Yeah. Is that even news anymore?
I don't know.
When you hear, seriously, when you hear someone's like, you know, so and so is going to have to sit out the game because they're COVID. It's like, well, okay.
Yeah, we all are.
Yeah,
it's pretty much it. Goodness gracious! All right, what's the dumb of the day?
Because of COVID, a Japanese inventor. I don't know what the purpose of this is, but he invented a lickable TV screen.
Why?
Because for those people who are in COVID who've been isolated and, you know, can't get out and, you know, taste stuff, I guess. I don't know.
Can you get a taste off? Is it smell-o-vision, like in Willy Wonka, taste-o-vision?
It's taste-o-vision.
Is he sending a chocolate bar through the TV?
Well, you're not sending a chocolate bar. You can lick it, and it's like, ooh, it tastes like chocolate.
You can?
That's what it is.
He's sending flavors through television waves?
Says, with Taste the TV, viewers can now enjoy a new sensory addition thanks to a 10-flavor carousel that, when combined, can imitate specific food flavors from chocolate to pizza.
Okay, so he's invented a TV that's got some sort of flavor adaptation to it that will get signals, and then they'll say, like a color wheel, they'll be like, a little bit of this, a little bit of that, a little bit of this is pizza.
Yeah, and you're watching you're watching the Food Network, and you want to taste whatever's on the screen, you can go and lick your TV.
Okay, so here's what you do. He's got to take this one step further. Okay, you need to be able to, once you get that smell-o-vision thing to work, you need to have that same contraption in the remote control that sends it to the remote control, and then the remote control that, because I'm too lazy to get up and go to my TV and lick the TV to taste a pizza.
Are you telling me
I'm sitting in the chair and it goes, oh, that smells delicious. Let me go up and lick that. Oh, no, that's a little too much work. I wish it was on my remote control. Then I would do it.
So are you telling me that there is nothing on that screen that will get you to stand up and go, I need to lick the TV right now?
Very rarely, man. Listen, let me tell you a funny thing. I'm kind of famous in my family for this. I kid you not. I was sitting in the chair. I had it fully reclined, and I was looking for the remote, and I couldn't find it. And I looked, and for whatever reason, I still don't know how it got there, the remote was on the TV stand next to the TV, where it should be by the couches.
Right.
I heard my son walking in the hallway, and I said, can you come here for a second? And then I made up some story I just had to tell him. And then I said, oh, and by the way, can you get me the remote? That's how lazy I was.
Yeah.
Like, I literally made up something. I didn't even know what it was. It was just something made up. Like, I forgot to tell you this, this, and this. And he's like, okay. And I'm like, yeah, Mom wanted me to tell you that. Total lie. And then I just went, and can you get the remote while it's sitting over there?
Hey, you know what? Honestly, there's no shame in that.
Yeah.
I've done that too many times as well.
I'm like, I'm not getting up out of this. I've got it in the perfect reclining position. Why would I get up?
Yep.
Like, when
you find that sweet spot,
right? Like, I'm not gonna get this sweet spot again. I'm gonna unrecline the chair, get up, walk to get the remote, go back to the chair, sit down. Then I'm like trying to find it again. I'm not gonna be able to find it.
I have sat through a program I did not want to watch because I was too comfortable to get up.
See, that's where I'm at. That's where I'm at right now. So, yeah, no.
Or you play the game that you're reclined, you can't find the remote, something's on the TV. It's like, well, I have my phone. Twitter, how are we doing right now?
Oh, God. So, yeah, if I saw a key lime pie on TV, I'd be like, oh, I got two choices to make. Do I lick the screen or do I?
I just don't think it's something that we need.
No, absolutely.
I don't think there's nothing that, unless it can,
things like this,
unless it can, you know, pop out that pie. You know, if you, I mean, you know, this is what I want, right? If you're watching the, if you're watching something on Food Network and they're doing like some amazing pasta dish, give me a TV or a computer or something like that that can pop that thing out for me. So I'm like, yeah, that's what I wanted to have right now. Because I'll tell you this, I've watched a lot of, I've watched a lot of Hell's Kitchens in my day with Gordon Ramsay. I really, really want to try a beef Wellington.
Of course.
That thing looks amazing.
It really does look good.
But I, you know what, there's no Gordon Ramsay restaurant near me, and I don't know how I'm going to ever try one. I'm not going to attempt to make one because I won't know.
Yeah, that's true. So, yeah, well, all right. Well, we'll see if that catches on in the good old U.S. of A.
I don't think so. It's just Japan. Japan always invents weird things.
Exactly. All right, that's the good, the bad, and the dumb. Josh Alper is going to join us, Pro Football Talk, coming up in about 17 minutes. We'll talk to him about the NFL Week 16 as we continue with Wake Up Call.